tonight. The subject is the character of Buddhism. Many people have different idea. The character of Buddhism and the character of religion. One is judging superficial intellectual level. What is the character of Buddhism? What is the character of religion? I think it impossible he understands. What real means, you know, Buddhism, what real means religion. And also, the superficial point of view of religious idea in this, you know, world, I think it's not the same thing in Buddhism. It means, I think it, the Buddhism is, you know, as you understand religion. I think that don't repeat as you know, fix the religion is this, that, as you imagine, you know. The possible fundamentally Buddhism is, first of all, talk about to student or whatever talk about, is not interesting. Talk about Buddha. Buddha himself is not interesting, you know, the idea about him. He's not interesting. He's not interesting, you know, people who believe in him. And so Buddhism never emphasize you should believe a Buddha. That's not interesting. The interest, real interesting, is to know what your character nature. What your nature? What your psychology? If you are a human being, you have a psychology, isn't it? So that to know your own psychology, to know your own mental attitude, to know your own concept and to know your own perception, to know your own conscience. That is most important. Otherwise, you forget about yourself and totally deluded and looking something higher idea, what is Buddha, such intellectual. Almost your spiritual trip is sort of, you know, dreaming and hallucinating. Possible. We be careful. No connection between Buddha or God or you. Completely separate thing. You begin completely separate. Yourself is sort of, you know, completely underneath, you know, down. And Buddha is completely up there, or God is completely up there. Which is nothing, you know, connected, you know, linked at all. If you think that way, I think, you know, not realistic. You're too extreme. Sort of, you know, you're putting, one is extremely putting up here, one is extremely putting down. That is a terminology, Buddhism thinking, you know, dualistic mind. If the human nature is completely black and, you know, negative, what point, you know, searching, you know, higher idea? Idea is not realization, isn't it? You know. So this, you know, I think Western, very much, you know, interesting, intellectual, you know, a realization, intellectual realization, wanting to know about highest one. Highest one. What is the highest realization? Want to know about, you know, highest, you know, the, I think so, yeah, God nature. That is the only idea. Idea. Almost nothing so ever to do with your, you know, I mean, earth, you know, your life, your mind. Idea is not realization. You see, in Buddhism, not interesting, you're learning only idea. More interesting, what is it? A purpose. Right now, put it together into your own experience. Right now, what you are, you know, fundamental what you are. You understand? How to make you satisfaction, how to make happy and joyful, rather than depressed, you know. You are totally, you know, negative, your nature is. So, Lord Buddha himself said, his philosophy. The human nature is the pure. And human nature is without the ego. It means your nature is not ego. Not sin, not negative. Just like sky nature is not cloudy. Cloud is coming, going, isn't it? But the sky nature is always blue, isn't it? Its character is there. By clouding, you know, it's not changing the characteristic nature of sky. So the same thing, the human nature, or human mind, or human soul, is the, you know, pure. And not totally, you know, characteristic nature of, you know, the ego. But one thinking, one, you know, makes up, you know, cannot separate his conception of himself, his way of living life without, you know, ego. It's totally, you know, misconception. No matter he is religious or non-religious, you know, doesn't matter. He put himself totally, you know, unrealistic, you know, philosophy. Nothing so evil to do with the reality. Instead of looking relative to truth, you know, instead of looking higher than the idea, you know, learning intellectually so much grasping, instead of learning that way, better the basic your understanding, the nature of your own mind, how this treatment right now, the method is so important, how to put, you know, into your own action effectively. It means method, you know, method, the key of religion. That is learning is the most important. Otherwise, you know, you learn, somebody has, you know, communities and material in such a house. You don't know how to pick up that key. You don't have key. You know, house has fantastic jewels and these things, you know? And explain it, somebody's house, something here. And you excitement, isn't it? How that has, yes. So much interesting with the hallucination, you see, somebody talk about. But you don't have key how to get that, isn't it? For you. So the same thing. Same thing. So much fantastic religious idea, you know, pig experiment. I'm not sure what I'm saying, yeah, you know, and we talk about, you know, and people so much interested in that, but people don't interested in putting right now into action what method is. It's so unrealistic. There's no method, there's no key. how to approach that into your own everyday living life. How can you, you know, what is it to do? The religion is worse than Coca-Cola. Isn't it? Idea, you know, you put the religion as an idea value, you know. Idea is food, you know, just like ear. Coca-Cola drink and the solution to give thirst, isn't it? The ear, there's nothing. It's possible. The way of we practicing, way of, you know, we make judgment religion is, I think, be careful. Lord Buddha himself says, the belief is not important. You never believe me because I said so. He stops, entered his words before he died. Lord Buddha, he passed. He said, now conclusion is, you don't believe, you don't accept it because I said. He said, no. He refused. I tell so many methods. Because reason, he said, I mean, so many methods I'm giving at the individual people. And your wisdom checking that method exactly you peep with psychological, with your, you know, mind. And so logical, so practical for you, you take that. If that is a fantastic idea, but it's nothing, you know, related with you, you don't. That is somebody else. Therefore, it's very true in this modern, you know, nowadays, you can't say, this is this, because Buddha said, because God says. They think, oh, who won? They're not enough, you know, for them. You know what I mean, you know? For them, that is not enough. They're not sufficient, you know, for men. One who does not understand, one's mind is nature, is pure, he loses his possibility. You know. He couldn't see the possibility. When his mind is, he thinking is totally, you know, hopeless and negative, you know, sin. He loses his hope. Of course, you know, the human mind has a positive, you know, side and a negative side too. But the negative is very temporary, you know, temporary. When you are, temperament up and down, that is like cloudy. But the nature of really, you know, basically the human nature is pure. So you can see, you know, Buddhism is, as you know, in the West, you know, judgment is many times they are wrong. you know, many professors all, they interpreted such a way. By looking world, world, world. You know, they don't understand really, you know, really, you know, Lord Buddha's, you know, method. So any related idea, practical level, you know, learning what is, you know, the method, you know, and to put it into your own experiment, that is the most important. If you understand that one, so much effective and so nature is so realistic. Better understand, then you better understand your own nature, your own mind. You're not surprised your mind is saying. So then, when you understand your own nature, control is nature. You don't need pushing, you know, hard. Control is nature. Many people think, you know, control is something very, you know, sort of tied, must be tied, you know. Sort of bondage another life, sort of, you know, putting like that, you know. Control is so natural, you know. First devil, uncontrolled mind is natural, aren't you? You said, you're going to say, uncontrolled mind is natural, you know. So the same thing. When you realize the nature of your own mind, uncontrolled mind, the control also nature. They never walk, you know, the internal world, the mental attitude you pushing, never ever walk. Impossible by, you know, by giving, you know, sort of, you know, you know, you punish, you know, these things physically, like that, you know, and mentally you tired, you know, you beating yourself, you know, impossible that purified your mind, impossible, it's a mental thing, isn't it? Impurity, you know, and sin or whatever you call, negative or whatever you call, you know, bad things, you know, the psychological thing, the mind thing, the psychic thing. So that cannot solve it by the, you know, physical movement, you know. Impossible. It needs the process, skillful method, skillful wisdom. And also, to do this, you don't need something special, belief of the Buddha or God. I mean, you don't worry about that. When you realize what your nature is every day, you know, up and down, or the characteristic nature of your own mental attitude, incurable, you know, you just want automatically, you know, to approach that, you know, solution. Because it's the your knowledge. Otherwise, you know nowadays, the since, you know, Western people think, you know, all religious now doesn't work. Religion is work, fantastic. It has solution. But the people who are, you know, lack of, you know, understanding the characteristic nature of religion, therefore we are weak. Actually, look at, if you look at, you know, the materialistic life, you look at, it is all condition is complex, you know. It is all condition is complex, you know, and the agitated condition. you know. You can never fix materialistic life, you know. One day, I say, I want this way to live, you know. How you can fix one day? If I Lama can question right now, one day you want this kind of life, you know, feeling this kind of mind, how you can fix? Pastor. Yeah, one day, I tell you, forget about months, years, you know, weeks, you know. One day, morning get up to enter you sleep, you know, how you can fix your mind, be, you know, sort of such a way, you know. How you fix? So, you understand, whatever you make, you know, material comfortable, you know, you push this way, you pick this way, you pick this way, you have that way. But, you know, that you can never pick the mind, you know, that life, you know, internal feeling is the same this way I should be today this way. How can you pick? Although you make so much tremendous material effort and vibration, you make, you know, house this way, or I should be today this way. How can you do? And I, you know, I can make exactly decision the normal way. As long as you have uncontrolled, you know, the, you know, you know, agitated, you know, dualistic mind. Impossible. I'm not putting you down. You know, it's, you know, I'm talking about psychological thing. I'm not talking about this body. That shows, however you make material comfortable, However, how much you make, you know, or this make me happy today, I'm going smoothly happy or all the way long, you know, impossible. That's constantly, automatically changing, feeling changing. That shows materialistic life, it doesn't work. That doesn't mean I'm saying for you people, you know, renounce, you know, materialistic life, you know, and have ascetic life. I'm not showing, you understand? But, you know, the religious understanding, if one who really, you know, correctly, you know, understanding with the correct, you know, effort and action, fantastic. Because, you know, that the material, you know, alone, the external material alone cannot give satisfaction for the human mind. So that is the only reason, you know, the understanding what you call religion or you call philosophy or you call whatever you call, doesn't matter. But to know that your own psychic nature, your own mind nature, your own mind feeling is so extremely important. Doesn't matter what you achieve, you know. What you call name, you know, religion or philosophy or doctrine or whatever you call. But to know one's own experience, one's own feeling, so important, so important. Therefore, the, you know, our own experience, Buddhism is not just the believing, emphasizing, experimenting. This method, putting into action, how effective? Something coming change or same uncontrolled. You understand? This is, you know, the Buddhism. And where are we checking is called meditation. That's all. That up to, you know, individual things. We can never say, you know, generalization. It's a personal thing, personal understanding, personal experience. If your religion, whatever you do, and it doesn't affect, doesn't get a solution, doesn't get answer and a satisfaction, you must check up. You must be your point of view, your understanding something is wrong. Then you can never judge this is wrong, this religion is wrong because, you know, I do. In this earth, individual people, different way, you know, their own personal, they put, you know, idea and view and their own understanding. So make sure your understanding is a correct understanding of religious idea and, you know, method and, you know, right effort, you know. You must check out that. If you really, you know, sincerity, with the understanding, with the right effort, if you do, you can discover, you know, real, you know, inner satisfaction. You discover satisfaction is not comes from this outside thing. Satisfaction is comes from the mind. Yeah, many times we are miserable or, you know, upset down. We believe in such, you know, external things. It works exactly as you pick. You're expecting. When this up and down, you say, oh, this, you know, up and down. You understand? You're expecting exactly without, you know, sort of unchangeable levels, you're expecting to work. Example, a house. House, you know, kitchen and bathroom, you work, you expect it, you know, sort of a long time. When the suddenly break, you know, upset down. That means you don't understand the nature of, you know, the bathroom. Whatever equipment is impermanent, it never lasts, isn't it? When the time comes breaking, isn't it? It's permanently fixed, isn't it? So the same thing. So same thing. External material, you know, material. We always expecting something, you know, and sort of permanent, is for lasting. There is no lasting, you know, material. Impossible. So the really, you know, try, you know, to do. Whatever, you know, relates to the trip or meditation or whatever you do, and satisfaction comes from the mind, comes from you. As soon as you have this, you enjoy. The problem is dissatisfaction, you know, human mind is a problem. That nature is, you know, suffering. That nature is, you know, uncontrolled. So the any problem comes, instead of upset, with expectation, sit down and instead of, you know, doing something with, you know, busy, relax, put down and check up with your own mind, you know, and that is more, you know, effective, you know, and making peaceful yourself. And then the knowledge, wisdom grow itself. But unpeaceful, you know, burden condition is impossible to grow wisdom. the agitated condition is, you know, is an obstacle for the gaining wisdom. So, same thing, misconception that your nature is, you know, ego. If you believe in it, your nature is the ego, you can never separate, you know, or you can never reach beyond the ego, because your belief is your nature is the ego. So once you believe in you are, you know, totally, you know, a nature of sin, you know, negative, you can never reach beyond the negative, because you are believing, isn't it? So belief is very, you know, important, you know, very effective. You must check out that. Because in the West, very, you know, I think, you know, people consider, and you must be, you know, unified with the ego. Otherwise, you know, you can't have job, you can't have life, you can't have, you know, I'm not sure. You know, it's very dangerous, you know. They can't separate the ego and your mind. Can't separate. Ego and the light is can't separate them. This is a problem. You think, if you lose ego, you think you totally lose your personality or mind, sort of, you know. You lose your need, you know, human need you lose. That's not true. That you don't worry about. When you lose ego, you're happy. Should be happy. But of course, you know, there's question, what is ego then, isn't it? We often say ego, but what is ego? Ego has so many interpretation words in the West, isn't it? Really, yes. You know, really many people don't know what is really ego. Doesn't matter, you know, perfect English, you know. Ego is not words, you know. Ego is, you know, symbolic, you know. Symbolic, you know. The real is ego is, you know, within you. I'm sure if I ask this whole, you know, what is ego? Everybody has different idea. If individually check up, detail, you know, not just only words, what really he's feeling, what is ego? You know, if I check up now, everybody has different idea. Okay. I'm not joking. This is my experience. You understand? I'm not joking just today, say like that, you know. It's experiment. My experiment, you know. You should check up your experiments too. Always we go superficial, you know. That is ego, your ego. You know, we always use street, you know, friend, this thing. Oh, that is your ego, you know. Often we do, but we don't know really what it really ego means. Many times the ego use in negative, isn't it? Negatively we use, isn't it? That is your ego, huh? Who want, you know, something like that, you know? Listen, you know? Choking. Oh, yeah. So, you say negatively, but actually, if you check up deeper, If you check a real deeper, I think, you know, if I say superficial, you know, really most, you know, superficial view, the average people, his ego is his personality. It is his life. If he loses ego, he has no personality. He's not man. He's not woman. Almost they go and say, yeah. When the woman loses ego, woman has no quality woman. But that's not true, you know. That's not true. But way of Western interpreted such way, it comes this kind of, you know, way of interpreted, you know, the life and the ego, these things, you know. It's almost, you know, ego sort of, you know, ego is a positive and sort of, you know, social life, you know. If you don't have ego, and you cannot go in the, you know, you cannot be into social people. You check up deeper, you check up that. It's interesting, you check up that. I'm not talking about the physical level, I talk about the psychological level. Even, you know, the Western psychologists, their judging ego is so superficial. What they judge ego, they judge is ego is sort of external, physical. The terminology of Lord Buddha understanding is ego is the concept of the mind, the not the outside thing. But of course, you know, ego, you know, symptom, you know, ego symptom or ego vibration can be outside vibrating, isn't it? It's like anger. When the anger comes, you know, the anger, you know, vibration is comes like that, you know, outside. But this is not anger. This is the function of the anger. The same thing, ego, you know, ego is the not the sense, you know, movement. Ego is the mind. Psychological, you know, the attitude, you know, it's not that, you know, what you see, the outside movement. So when they meditate, you can see why, you know, today you are down, why today you are up, you can see. But one who doesn't check up, you know, what they are, only looking, you know, this, today I'm unhappy because, you know, sun is, you know, not shining, you know, this kind of reason, so superficial, it's not true. Many times your up and down is, you know, psychological things. So, you can see the powerful wind comes and disappears, cloud, isn't it? Suddenly comes, you know, the blue sky. The same thing, the powerful wisdom comes understanding, your own nature of your own mind or your own psyche, powerful wisdom comes, the clouding, you know, the clouding, negativity or ego is disappeared. So the beyond the ego, you know, an agitated, you know, uncontrolled mind is everlastingly peaceful and a satisfaction. So for that reason, Lord Buddha think, you know, need, you know, closely, you know, check up, you know, penetratingly your own, you know, negativity nature, your own positivity nature, both. When the negative mind comes, you shouldn't upgrade, you know. Instead of upgrade, you know, checking more. I mean, Buddhism is not only, you know, religion, sort of, you know, diplomatic, always talk about nice things, you know, nice things. Not like that. It exactly talk about what you are. It's so interesting right now what your mind, you know, you understand? That is so interesting. So, you can't, you know, only expecting, you know, positive things, you know, positive things to say. Positive is, you have also positive nature, you have also negative nature. So that to be able to understand the both equally, you know, the whole thing, you must, you know, you must express yourself or negative aspect rather than, you know, covered, you know, underneath, you know. I think that's all. I don't think too much to tell you. Best thing is you just give, you know, question answer. Easier. Okay. Yes.
Dharma,
yes.
You were saying in that we should express our negative nature.
Yes.
Like, in other words, don't suppress negative.
Yeah, you express, yes, you explain your wisdom.
You
explain, you know, your wisdom.
No, I misunderstood. I thought you said we should express our negativeness. Express, you know, like...
Express means what?
Express means, say, for example, come out and say it rather than try and switch it off or...
What it is that is too much already emotion levels that are experienced. That's two things. It is so, you know, down here, and your wisdom, you know, can be, you know, expressed and digested itself. Better not come. You understand? It is already here, all the way up ready. Just here, not coming. That's not good.
Oh, better.
You understand? Better, it should be better. It must come already here, completely, you know. Better, you explain yourself inside, you know, and through the meditation, digest itself, disappears. But if you like keeping, no solution, just keeping here, you understand? No metal, then too bad. It becomes sometimes explosion. When it come out, maybe, comes with guns and the distance. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
You know? That's right, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Generally, better not come, because it gives a tremendous impression in the mind. One time you did, you know, you express it, fantastic impression in the mind. Then second time comes more powerful, you know, if the mind is developed. Yes. And so therefore must be you know, be careful how to express it and digest it, that negative aspect of energy. You must be very skillful. Yes. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Something? Yes.
Could you please explain the relationship between Buddhist meditation techniques,
yes,
and Raja Yoga?
Raja Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, Raja Yoga?
I do yoga. I do both.
You both do?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, yes.
Yeah.
But Buddhism, you know, meditation is, you know, more emphasized. Penetratively checking, the knowing what you are, how you are, your true nature. Not too much emphasizing physical, you know, exercise, those things. As it is true. Okay? Good. Very simple. Meditation means also, does not mean also, you know, meditation means you sitting sort of, you know, form like that, you know. You're walking, you're talking, you understand? You're walking straight, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, everyday life, you know, as much as possible, you put it into understanding level. Be, you know, conscious of the action. Okay? And not harm unconsciously yourself, and not harm unconsciously other beings.
Does the Buddhist control his prana completely through his mind?
Yes. If the mind control, you control your everything. Yes. If this is like essential, you know. Essential, you know, ritual, you know. The one control, everything control. Yes. It's so important. The mind control is so important. Otherwise, you just make physical, you know, put like that. Impossible. Impossible. It control. This, you know, physical, even, you know, control, peaceful, it comes from the mind. Otherwise, you just pause yourself, you know. You understand? Then maybe you break completely your mind. Possible. Because you pump yourself, you know, no understanding. Pay attention. Good. Very good. Mm-hmm.
You can reach a deep state of meditation by walking.
Sure, possible. Yes.
As deep as sitting still?
Or possible. If you are skillful, you know, and, you know, and you understand, professional, right effort, possible. Yes. Possible. Of course, you know.
The duration has nothing to do with it.
Pardon?
The duration of meditation has nothing to do with it.
But this is individual, I say, you know, individual. The past beginners, people, you know, who are beginning, very difficult, walking, you know, completely perfect concentration. And the sitting is much easier. But when someone develops, whatever he do, he walking, he also on point in the concentration, in the creative mind, isn't it? But someone is like, you know, and completely disturbing mind, you know, even sitting down is difficult to put in mind, integrate, you know what I mean? You know, that is so individual, so personal. So the Buddhism is, you know, really very personal, you know. You can't say, well, it should be this way, you know. It is so individual. Yes, yes, individual. So therefore, you know, we have meditation, you know, by step, by step, by step, by step, you know. And you reach this kind of meditation, you do this kind of meditation. We have very gradual path liberation for the enlightenment. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah? Some more questions? Thank you. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Positive and negative thoughts.
Yes.
We can control.
Positive, yes.
Can negative and positive thoughts come from another source outside us?
Yes, very
good. Can come from other people.
Yes.
Is there some other spiritual entity from whom they may come?
Yes, very good question. the real source, the deep root, you know, negative is, you know, comes from the our own mind. But the cooperative, you know, cooperative cause is that sometimes environment, you know, surround people, surround, you know, mission, you know, those kind of stuff. Yes. But of course, sometimes some people has, you know, sort of depressed up and down is also psychological, the astrological, you know, astrological. The movement, the vibration, planet movement make vibration, make the up and down. Simple example, the woman, you know, mental purity, up and down, you know. This also, you know, it's not just the mind itself. Is the, you know, the way of you know, the constrict the body and the element it makes, you know, up and down. But of course, there's a condition where if they put their body, such condition is also compound that their mind, I think. Yes. So, but we don't, you know, I don't think so, Lord Buddha said, you know, something outside the spirit you make you sick, you know. I don't think so, you know. Or possible, you know, possible. But that your spirit is releasing such energy that makes you sick. Possible. Because that is your, you know, relating. You understand? Relating. Yes. That's right, yes. Very good, yes. Thank you. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's true, you know. Sometimes, you know, environment make it very much effective. Effective environment, you know. Environment is a peaceful environment. Yes, environment. And, you know, way of you living together. People are peaceful, generosity, and happy. And automatically you have, you know, happy feeling. You know, but the way of you really relate people, you know, the angry, aggressive people, the automatically that vibration, you know, comes in your mind. And you know, you are vibrating also that way. It's very much effective. Yes. So the human mind is just like, you know, glass, taking reflection, and garbage reflection taking, isn't it? Fantastic, you know, good, you know, reflection they take without discriminating. So the same thing, if we are unconscious, you know, what we get inside our mind, we take, you know, our mind is completely, you know, reflected by the garbage, you know. And you know, we don't know. We just go still like that, you know. So, therefore, to aware, you know, these things, very important. Yes, very important. Therefore, I think it, you know, and religion is, if we understand really, you know, how to relate with your own mind, how relate with your own, you know, living life, you know, if you understand. Religion is fantastic. It's a realization, you know. Realization is there. You don't need so much believe God. You just act exactly as much possible. You don't worry about, you know, sin or God or Buddha or. You understand? You just act as much possible with understanding. You know, and the result is today dear. You don't worry about, you know, super, you know, conscious or super universal love, you know. Universe started, love is started slowly, coming slowly, then bigger. But if you climbing only idea, oh fantastic, you know, super, you know, knowledge and the superpower, you become the power too, you know. <laughs> <laughs> You know, I mean, power, the power existed, but when you put the right action in relation, power is come from also you, from you also, you know, part of you become power also. You still only think power is up there. You have power. Your mind is a power. Thank you. Maybe some question? If you don't have question, yes.
Perception is one of the five, the Buddha say, one of the five aggregates of clinging. We cling to our perception.
Yes.
When we are meditating and we reach a very high stage, we try and grab it.
Yes.
And we lose it.
Yes.
What?
Shouldn't grasp it, you know. We shouldn't grasp it.
Yeah.
Yes. Lord Buddha said, even, you know, Lord Buddha said, he don't want any doctrines, philosophy, his followers, says, don't grasp it, don't attach.
How do we perceive, how do we get this feeling in our head? What is it, how is it made up? Senses and other things. Can you explain that?
About what?
Perception. How do we perceive, or what is the...
Yes, most time, yes, oh good. Most time our perception is illusory. We're not perceiving reality. Okay? We see, you know, sense world, you know, oh good form, good color, you know, taste, this thing. We say, oh, this good, this is good. But really we didn't see the real true nature of, you know, the color, real true nature of taste. We cannot see. That's why most time is our perception is wrong. So the perception is, five senses perception is interpreted, you know, interpreted, giving information to the mind. The mind also following, and with the ego. And we all, you know, actually, you know, most time is we are, you know, hallucinate, you know. It's not seeing. Our judgment is so, you know, I mean, you know, is a better quality, if I say, you know. It's not real understanding, you know, reality, even since in this world, you know, nature.
Does past karma affect our perception?
Yes, effective, yes. Perception affects karma, yes. Yeah, is karma means, you know, and uncontrollably perceiving such people, and grasping, and the mind following that way. All this uncontrolled situation, that is what we call karma. Karma, you know, is not philosophical something, you know, not like that, you know. What we perceive every day life is we are living in karma. That's all. That's all. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Could you give me some idea of the relation between the body and mind in reference to food? And
yes, food? Very good, yes. And body is not mind. Mind is not body. But body and the mind has a special connection. Very, you know, linked, you know, together. Very sensitive. So, when your body is something, you know, different, you know, effective. Example, yeah, young people taking, you know, drugs, this thing, you know. Actually, they don't, you know, directly, you know, is pushing the mind. But the mind is relating with the sense organ, nervous system. So the when the nervous system, you know, drug change, nervous system, you understand? Nervous system change. Then mind is hallucinating. Because nervous system is not harmonic. You understand? This change and then mind hallucinating. You understand? So therefore, very strong, you know, connection between body and mind. So, and yoga tantra, you know, the Tibetan yoga tantra, many times approach into, you know, into body, nervous system, different, you know, channel, strong concentration, and that makes, you know, mind different effective, because, you know, the special, you know, connection link. So, you know, normally, whatever you, you know, for the, your body, effective, you know, touch and eating is effective for the mind. Sure. Surely, yes.
Is fasting good?
Huh?
Fasting and things for the body, is it good? A lot of people say that you cleanse your body through just your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Is that
but
true?
Fasting is not really important, you know. You understand? But if you have special turning mind, particular that time, also body fasting is very important. You know. This is the experiment. Example, you know, all day you eating, drinking, this make, you know, you stopping concentration, you know. So, many times we eat, you know, only lunch. And in the morning have tea, and afternoon have tea drinking, but not too much eating. It makes it so simple, so easy, but it's very comfortable. Yes, yes. But one doesn't have turning mind, and one person is sort of, you know, he punishes himself. Really, yes, that's not wise, you know. Really, you know, it's a special turning mind, you know. And certain point of view, and we do this one. But normally we say, oh, it's not unnecessary to punish yourself, be happy. Okay? Be happy, be reasonable, you know, take care of body healthy as much possible. If the body is too weak, you know, mind is useless, you know. Then useless, human life, isn't it? Okay. But a special occasion, what you're doing is, you know, so effective, you know, such high aim. Perhaps good, you know. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. If you don't have question, thank you. I'll not keep you. Thank you very much. Excuse me. My broken language. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.